less than 50. I am sustained by the love of God. Here's the answer to every problem that will confront you. I am sustained by the love of God. It's also the answer to every problem that will confront you tomorrow. That you are sustained by the love of God is also the answer to every problem that you have throughout time from now on. In this world, you believe you are sustained by everything but God. Your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols. Pills. You have faith in pills. You have faith in money. We have faith in protective clothing, influence. I got my faith in prestige. I got my faith in being liked, knowing the right people, which sounds like an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. The Course in Miracles says we believe that an endless list of forms of nothingness is where our faith is placed in, and we take all these things like pills, money, influence, prestige, being like, knowing the right people, put all our faith in that, and it says that we do not put our faith in what created us. But I love it. An endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. I give money the magical power to take care of me. I give medicine the magical power to take care of me. I give protective clothing the magical power to take care of me. Influence, prestige, and also believe that being liked. I got a lot of faith in being liked. I want people to like me. It says, what you're really doing is all these things, he said, these things are our replacements for the love of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says, the reason why we have such faith in pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, and knowing the right people, he says, because if you believe in those things, then it ensures body identification. In other words, by putting my faith in an endless list of forms of nothingness that I endow with magical powers, it makes me think I am only a physical body. And if you think you are a physical body only, then he says, well, that's going to be a song of praise to the ego. In other words, if you think you are a physical body only because you believe it's only these things that are taking care of you, he said, well, actually, this is praising your ego, which means this is praising your fear, because if you live like that, you're going to be afraid. So the Course says the way that we live is just a fear praise.
That's the lesson.
Fear praise. It says, the Course says, and of course you know you don't have to believe this, accept this, welcome this, right?
Yeah.
Do you understand that you don't have to believe this, accept this, or welcome this, and some of this you may find hard to believe and quite startling, but you're not being asked to judge. If you just listen and use it, you'll see that it's true. Are we clear about the rule?
Yeah.
All right. So that's like I say outrageous things because you know you don't have to believe it, right? Okay. Can I say outrageous things?
Yeah, please.
Okay, let me go back. I start out all over again. I don't care what problem that you think you have today, I am sustained, or you are sustained by the love of God is the answer to that problem. Now, the reason why that idea doesn't exactly float your boat and excite you is because your faith is placed in an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers that keep you afraid and make you think you're only a body and you lost sight of your spiritual identity. Because now you think you are a body. and you've lost sight of your spiritual identity. And we do that because we placed our faith in pills, money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people. That's what I really believe in. That's what I really believe is going to take care of me is money. What I really believe is going to take care of me is medicine. What I really believe is going to take care of me is having some good warm clothing in those cold Colorado winters. And what I really think is going to take care of me is how much influence I have over you. What I think is going to take care of me is how much prestige I have. What I really think is going to take care of me is how many of y'all like me. What I really think is going to take care of me, do I know the right people to get this done? The Course says this is an endless list of forms of nothingness that we put our faith in and we endow with the magical powers to take care of us instead of God. And also it has the added effect of making you believe you're just a physical body that dies instead of an unlimited spiritual being that lives forever. Then he has really cool advice. Do not put your faith in the worthless. It will not sustain you. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. Now, that's an interesting statement. Only the love of God will protect me. Now, it sounds like it's saying to me, only my love of God will protect me. That's not what it's saying at all. It says, the love of God protects you. The love of God protects you. It's not your love of God that protects you. And the Course says that God is love. So I am sustained by the love of love. Now I'm going to describe what this love is like. Can I do that for a minute? And you can close your eyes. This will be a meditation for you. You can think about what you want to do this evening. It's okay. Whatever you want to do, I don't have any attachment to your thoughts. That's why I'm peaceful. Have you ever felt the freedom of not being attached to anybody's thoughts? Have you ever felt the utter ecstasy that comes from not caring what other people think? Can you just kind of imagine what that would be like just for a minute? Well, first of all, God's love will protect you in all circumstances, including the one that you're in now that you're worrying about. God's love for you will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace. Alrighty now, I think I need to hear that again. If you got a trial right now, God's love will lift you out of that trial and raise you high above all of the perceived dangers of this world into a perfect peace and safety climate. God's love for you will transport you into a state of mind. I say it again. Check this out. God's love transports you into a different state of mind. And this is the kind of, do you want to know what a different state of mind looks like? Now let me describe it to you. You are in a different state of mind when nothing can threaten nor disturb you. You are in a different state of mind when nothing can intrude upon your calm. So the Course says God's love